First of all, I want to welcome everybody back a second time. Try this on Monday. Let's see, hopefully this time it'll work. Want to introduce a new area of halacha. No, it's an old area of halacha, but maybe it's new for you. Halacha is Isser Hilchos Yichud. Because I'll put an Isser that a man and a woman with certain relatives are permitted, cannot be together in an area where they're in a state of seclusion. We have to define which relatives are permitted, what's the definition of a state of seclusion, what scenarios are permitted, etc. The first introduction of this concept is a Chazal felt this is a very important mitzvah. Rabbi Ruchman talks about, he says that the non-Jewish world doesn't understand the importance of the mitzvah, the Isser of Yichud. Right? We're afraid you might do something wrong, so just be careful, don't do something wrong. What do you need Gedorim for? What do you need protection? Some type of offense. Just keep the law, and that's it. What do we need this for? So Yerucham answered with the following marshal. He said, when you have a great blaze and burning in a house that went up in flames, so you're afraid you're going to get burned? So the person doesn't go as close as possible, just be careful not to get burned. He stays as far away as possible because he's scared. So Yerucham says, if you understand that what we're dealing with is something which is something which you can get burnt, you want to stay as far away as possible. The person says, listen, just get as close as possible, but just don't do it. Doesn't understand that you're going to get burnt. You can get a danger. If you do it, it's burning. Right? Literally. He doesn't understand that. A person understands that this is something which is a terrible situation to be in, understands that it's necessary and it's proper to stay as far away as possible. And that's where the Isser of Yichud comes in. But Chazal made this Isser of Yichud. The Isser of Yichud does not apply to direct parents, grandparents, child, grandchild, great-grandparent, etc. It does not apply to that line of relationship. Regards to brother and sister, there's no Isser of Yichud either. There's no Isser of Yichud between a brother and a sister. There is a limitation on brother and sister. They should not live together on a permanent basis. That should not be an ongoing relationship. They should live together. They should not be living together. They can be together in a situation of Yichud. A husband and a wife, obviously, there's no Isser of Yichud. And even other relatives, a nephew with an aunt, would be a problem of Yichud. So you have a situation where relatives come for visits, and the aunt stays home and you're home, and that's the only people at your home at the time, you can have a situation of Yichud. So Yichud is a common problem, and we're going to talk about those losses of Hashem over the next period of time. Have a good morning.